This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a very special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially those people that are out there getting the job done to keep things moving out on America's highways and byways. And a special shout-out to the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight from California, where we've already established the fact it's warmer than it is where I'm at in Florida, go figure, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Yay!
Hey, Captain.
Yes, sir, that too. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian questions or statements. All right, now, I've got to say hello to Lee from Tampa. He asked us a question, so here we go. He's telling us Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas back to you, Lee. The question here is, does the professor, Kyle, know if the president can wipe out trillions of student debt with an executive order? Well, we already know the answer, but you take it away.
Yes, thank you, Captain, and Merry Christmas, Lee. Yes, the answer is no. The president cannot wipe it away with the stroke of a pen through executive order. Now, that being said, there are some instances where student loans can be deferred or delayed, and that's what we're seeing the president do right now, trying to appease, as it were, especially members of the so-called squad there in Congress, because they believe that they want all the student debt to be canceled. Only under certain circumstances can the Secretary of Education also cancel some student debt, but that's primarily related to any money owed to the federal government. And even then, certain things have to apply, certain conditions have to be met. So if someone goes on permanent disability, for example, or other issues come up that are clearly defined by Congress. And so I don't think it's going to get to the point yet where suddenly all student debt all over the place can somehow just be taken away. Because number one, it's not going to do what they think it's going to do. And what about all the people who've already paid off their student loans? Do they get a reimbursement?
Yeah. Well, the answer to all of that is no. And obviously, we talked about this off air, back and forth between each other. And there's a lot of again, the rumors out there are through the roof on this, because they're going, oh, yes, he's just going to wipe it out and it's going to be gone. No, it has to be legislated out, and that's not about to happen anytime soon.
Well, no, it's not. But that's why it's a ploy and a tactic. We want to, you know, get rid of all student debt because I think one of the more sort of radical left Congress representatives said something about student loans are a form of violence or something.
Yeah.
And it goes on from there, and it's, again, it's just a tactic. We are going to create a utopia for you. We are going to fix it all, and we're going to put it the way it's supposed to be, and on and on. Just give us more power. Captain, that's one of the oldest tricks in the book.
Yeah. Do you remember the prisoners that were released over COVID-19 because they wanted to get them out of the jail so everybody wasn't going to come down and get sick?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, the DOG announced what's going to happen to them now. Have you heard?
What's that?
They've got to get their shots.
Yeah, well, presumably, well, according to Joe Biden, if you just vaccinated all the, if all prisoners were vaccinated in one way or another, just hypothetically, then they couldn't spread it to anybody else, according to Joe Biden.
Probably. Well, that's what came out. That's what came out with the people that were released is that now they all have to get their shots. So, way to go. Now, Politico has pushed the dubious claim from a Democratic strategist on why Latino radio callers don't like Vice President Harris. And we're talking about Latinos that call radio shows.
Well, what's behind that?
They don't like her because she's not Latino.
Oh, interesting. Well,
so they don't care for her in that respect. Plus, they regard her as being part of the establishment, even though she's tried very hard to make it look like she's whatever she is, a minority from, I don't know, outer Swabia or whatever she's claiming.
Well, this is one of the issues.
By the way, she's Tahitian.
Well, this is one of the issues that comes up when race or ethnicity.
Or should I say South Seas?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but.
Well, she's from over in the Pacific. That's where her mother was from.
Oh, okay. Well, but again, when the overriding emphasis is on race or ethnicity, then all the ideas get lost in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think, too, that most people who would be watching Vice President Harris or following what she's doing are thinking that the ideas and the things that she's saying are crazy. And also, she's just a machine politician.
Yep. Have you heard the latest on Trump and how he's getting busted by some of his own people?
What's that?
Well, he came out and said, yes, I'm boosted, and don't let the leftists take credit for our vaccines. And right away, some of the hardcore right-core folks were going, oh, my God, he's had his shot. He's got a booster. That's terrible. Oh, my God, that's awful. No, it's not.
He's protected.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. Okay, and we want our president protected. Okay, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Barnabas, host of Yellow Council, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Hughes, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Back at you there, Mr. Frank. And you'll hear Frank on Friday morning. We're going to be doing a special part of our show, something that we've done for over the 20 years or so that Frank has been with me. He was one of my very first guests on the radio, and at the time he was coming off the Bill O'Reilly show. That's what he was doing when I first ran across him. All right, well, this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com company. And from everybody at MyPillow.com, the all 1,500 employees and Mike Lindell himself, he's wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and thanking him for a very successful business year. And we thank you, too, because as a spokesman for Mike Lindell, that means that you've been listening to me and some of the other folks that have been doing this. But I will tell you, you can go to MyPillow.com, take a look at the things they have there, and there might be something that meets your eye, meets your fancy, and you might want to get it ordered in there. Because right now, I don't think you can get it by Christmas unless you had a jet plane to fly it in yourself. But at any rate, let's put it this way. You can certainly go to MyPillow.com, take a look at the stuff they've got, and save a bunch of money. The promo code that you'll use to save that money is CAPTAIN. So he's going to be CAPTAIN. And then again, if you go over to the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll see well over 100 items there. Some of them marked down 75%. Again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. If you want to call them on the phone, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com, the promo code CAPTAIN, the telephone number 800-641-5459. And Merry Christmas to everybody from MyPillow.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get to the caller, Mitch McConnell is up his game again on recruiting Joe Manchin to the GOP. He says it's a perfect time to do it. Well, my sources are telling me Joe Manchin is not going to become a Republican. He's not going to remain a Democrat. He is, in fact, going to become an independent a la the Bernie Sanders style, realizing that he will be in great demand.
Well, right. I mean, to a great degree, he could probably write his own ticket, as it were, and certainly there's the acrimony that is now existing between the other Democrats and him is a lot.
Yep. Okay, now let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Backgammon Bob on the line. Okay there, Backgammon Bob. Merry Christmas, and what's your question?
Same to you, Captain. Anyway, got a question for Kyle, I guess, and you too. This student loan thing?
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea not to cancel all student loans. That would be ridiculous. But I think that they could use a means test on both assets and or income, because there's no sense in having a bunch of very successful dentists, doctors, lawyers, et cetera, you make hundreds of thousands of dollars per year getting a pass on their student loan. And the second thing is on the five, Waters and I think it was Waters, maybe it was the other guy, maybe it's Waters, I don't know, said the Biden administration was getting eaten by bureaucracy, meaning that they were having to cater to the far left of putting everything through big government. And
right.
The last thing, based on your earlier conversation, the CDC card that they want you to produce at every place, either on your phone or through a thing, is very easy to counterfeit.
Oh, I know.
They would have an awful, and you shouldn't have to make the doorman, would promote a lot of confrontations with door people and stuff, as it happened in New York a while back where some poor girl got beaten up by a bunch of people. Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, thank you. Okay, well, Kyle, first of all, let me do the third one first. The New York State Legislature passed a new law regulation making it a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by 1 year in jail to falsify or fraudulently make one of those CDC cards, and a fine of up to $1,000. Now, that might change the minds.
Well, it certainly might. But yet, at the same time, if there are digital cards, then there will be digital fakes
right.
of the cards. This kind of thing you'll never really get rid of. But what I'm concerned about, too, is what Backgammon Bob was talking about, those confrontations that can occur.
Yeah.
Because, again, it puts people into a position they never signed on. If they're a hostess or a restaurateur or whatever, they never signed on to get in people's face and get out of the restaurant. You have no card and whatever it is, because you're just asking for trouble. And the way that our society is going right now, that seems to be lighting a match in many, many ways. But what he was talking about with the means testing, again, Congress would have to come up with whatever it is that they would ever agree on with it. But the wide-scale forgiveness of student debt seems to be disingenuous to other people who actually paid off their student loan or worked really hard to do it.
Uh-huh.
In other words, when do you start taking away the metal that is America at that point?
Mm-hmm.
But the squad and others, they use this as a tactic, and that's what they're doing.
Now, Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, both agreed together that getting the vaccine will allow all Americans to celebrate Christmas with all of their family and friends as they continue to push their foolishness about you have to get the vaccine or you can't have Christmas. And the World Health Organization yesterday warned people that you need to cancel Christmas now or grieve later. People are going to die. And they said that.
You know, Captain,
they said that.
You know, Captain, when a really great movie comes out, sometimes they rush into making a sequel and they kind of repeat the same movie from before. You've already seen that movie. And so a lot of times that's why, I'm not talking about like the Marvel universe or whatever, but a lot of times, you know, the sequel that comes out, you know, such and such two, is never really as good as the first. And what they're trying to do here, I think in many ways, they're trying to do COVID Christmas, the sequel, you know, and so it doesn't have the impact. People are not frightened about having Christmas with their families. This isn't December of 2020. It's just not. And they keep trying to make it like it is.
Yeah, and the FDA approved the pill to take for COVID. It's a red pill. It's like a capsule, and you take that, and it supposedly will keep you from getting the hospitalized version of COVID. You might get a little bit sick, but you're not going to get deathly sick.
And there should be so many different ways of fighting this thing. You bring these different things online, and they're mission-specific in many ways. And that's how we fight the virus on a wholesale basis.
Yeah.
We don't fight it just by listening to the government and having one-size-fits-all everything.
Yep. Now, the U.S. Army, we got word yesterday, is developing a COVID vaccine for all of the variants. And early trials so far have been very encouraging.
Yeah, well, the necessity is the mother of invention. What do you do when you have a bunch of variants?
Well, guess who's testing it?
Who's that?
The soldiers.
Well, of course, yeah, they're giving it to the soldiers.
Yeah, they're the ones that are testing it. So far, it's working.
Well, right, but the idea is, how do you keep the Army and the armed forces, that is, going? How do you try to anticipate things, and how do you do it efficiently? That's what they're trying to. That's what they've been doing for a very, very long time. So, and as I said, necessity is the mother of invention. We can't have our armed forces be falling behind with this stuff.
No, and I always said there was something in the coffee they gave you.
Well, I'll bet. Yeah. I'll bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody used to joke about that. But anyway, it is. It is what it is. All right, well, we're coming up on a break, but I want to mention one other little thing here. Intel is going to put unvaccinated employees on unpaid leave. And by Intel, I mean information on individuals that's out there on the Internet, things you said, you're an anti-vaxxer, or you made comments about, well, I'm not going to this, I'm not going to that. Well, based on that information, they can take that and use it against you.
Right. Well,
especially if it's on social media.
Well, it sounds a lot like there's sort of a scoring process we heard about. I think the genesis of this in places like China, where they are, where they'll take a look and see what you said or what you did, and gives you a social score of some sort, and all this can affect your life. And there are people who are more than happy to jump on that kind of bandwagon. So it is now, Captain, that you might have said something, but if it doesn't agree with the party, or it doesn't agree with the party line,
or the employer,
that's right, then you might be out in the cold.
Yep. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to roll along here on a Thursday morning, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and a little bit nippy where I'm at, and I hope it's warmer where you're at. Okay, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
Attorney General Merrick Garland won't re-imprison inmates sent home for COVID-19 protocols. Mayor Garland's Justice Department announced Tuesday that the U.S. Bureau of Prisons is no longer required to re-imprison federal inmates who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. Mr. Garland said in a statement, "Thousands of people on home confinement have reconnected with their families, have found gainful employment, and have followed the rules." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street on Wednesday, adding to the week's gains ahead of the Christmas holiday. The S&P 500 rose 1%, the NASDAQ rose 1.2%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The Biden administration is facing backlash after expressing hostility towards Americans who have not been vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, you can do that. You can go over to the Captain's America Third Watch, or you can go over to the Facebook page of Captain's America Third Watch, and either way, you can follow us there and see all the different things we're up to. This portion of the program right now brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, that's the go-to product that I take to help me with the problems that I have. And by the way, it's a product I've taken for going on 7 years, starting in January. Just realized that the other day. And I've been taking it religiously at least twice a day, every day during that time. Now, Relief Factor is, in fact, part of my integrated daily health plan because the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help my body to support the natural response to inflammation that I have to keep things from swelling up and hurting and this, that, and the other. It also lowers and eliminates the pain associated with the problems that I have, with the arthritis I have in my shoulder, the bursitis I have in my wrist, and my back being fused, as well as my left ankle and foot from the World Trade Center, almost losing it. And, of course, there's a lot of pain involved. And when it gets cold, it gets miserable. So I have to either load up and take an extra one or take it sooner or something like that. And right now I'm fine because I got it taken care of soon enough. But the product itself, ladies and gentlemen, is 100% drug-free. And what's in it is good for you. It's good for you, and it's something that your body needs to have anyway. So go to the website they gave me, take a look at what this is, Relief Factor. There's a couple of little videos you can watch here if you want to. But the website is relieffactor.com/captain. Again, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, check it out. And for $19.95, you can be in on the three-week quick start. And that's what it is. It lasts 3 weeks. You'll know at the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. So relieffactor.com/captain. I'm sure it's going to work for you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yesterday was December 22nd, right?
That's right.
And that marked the fourth anniversary of the historic Tax Cuts and Job Act, known as the TCJA, that President Donald Trump signed into law. Now, this landmark legislation was foundational to the transformative America First economic agenda that drove the United States from malaise to historic prosperity that extended to every American, especially lifting up our most vulnerable and often forgotten Americans by reducing poverty to record lows and producing record high income gains and putting a bunch of people back to work.
And it seems like 100 years ago at this point. And how long ago really was it?
Four.
Yeah, that's right. But and then Joe Biden took over back in January, almost a year ago now. And it seems like a distant memory, Captain. Look at what's happening on the streets of our country. Look at what's happening in terms of people's outlook and where they could see themselves
mm-hmm.
in 5 years. This
mm-hmm.
is a tragedy that's unfolding in front of us.
Yeah, and Joe Biden has the gall to stand up there in front of the world and the country and say, "Oh, we're doing a great job. Our programs are working. Everybody loves us," and all this other crap that he's tossing out there. But yet, folks, Joe Biden is underwater in terms of his favorability and popularity and the job that he's doing in 45 of the 50 states.
That's exactly right. You know, Captain, we have faith in our country, our republic. We know that the republic can endure. We have seen dark times before. We've seen the times of Jimmy Carter, which are now paling by comparison to the times of Joe Biden. And it goes on and on. We will make it through, but it's just such a tragedy that all this has to happen when things were going along so well. And the very fact that the Democrats have decided that, you know, it's more important to push this ridiculous legislation and all this stuff rather than really get the country back to work and provide that opportunity is just unconscionable.
And who are the five states where Joe Biden still has a positive approval rating?
Well, I know I think it's California.
Yep.
I think Massachusetts as well.
Yep.
Yeah, and let's see. Is it Rhode Island, I think?
Yep.
Yep, and what are the other two?
Hawaii and Vermont.
Okay, yeah.
And Maryland.
Well, yeah, big time blue states in that sense.
But not in Delaware.
No. not in Delaware. And not Pennsylvania, by the way, either, where Scranton Joe did hang out all the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that, to me, that tells me all I need to know.
Well, sure. Well, it's just that this is permeating, and it's crossing. And this is what, again, we talked about the handwriting on the wall. This is what's happening here, because you've got all these people from different
yep.
walks of life,
yep.
and they're all unifying yep. with the fact that Joe Biden can't
yep.
do this.
Now, did you hear what happened to two political people yesterday? One was a congresswoman in Philadelphia. The other was a state senator. They were carjacked.
Yeah, I heard about this.
And the one in Philly, it was a violent carjack because they grabbed her, they roughed her up, they took the keys to the car, and stole all her belongings and her congressional ID and this, that, and the other. And wouldn't you know, last night, they caught the car with five people in it.
That's right. Four males and one female, we understand. And this was U.S. Representative Mary Gay Scanlon of Pennsylvania. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other was a state representative. But my goodness.
Well, this is becoming broad daylight stuff. It's becoming completely brazen. the criminals have been energized. I don't think there's any other way to put it. They've been energized. They believe that they are now, they're going to get free reign here. They can do whatever they want. They're somehow, I'm glad they got caught, but I think they have the expectation that they're going to do this with impunity.
Well, this ought to wake the Congress up when one of their own gets manhandled.
Well, certainly. Certainly, because these are the streets of America. I mean, I hate to say, but you have to be very careful wherever you go, because you don't know where the next smash and grab is going to come. You don't know when the next, a major issue is going to happen based on people who say to themselves, I got nothing to lose. I can do this. And, for example, District Attorney Gascon is not even going to put me in jail or whatever it is, because they feel like it's like crime takes a holiday.
Now, while Democratic voters strongly support the House Select Committee, the January 6th investigation, over two-thirds of Republicans and independents believe the committee has become a partisan weapon.
Well, and because it's been shown to be, on its face, I think it looks like a partisan weapon. They're only doing this for dramatics in many ways. Now, certainly, as we talked about January 6th, we know people shouldn't have done what they did, and we've talked about that extensively. But the committee itself is designed, I think, in order to create a narrative for the new elections.
I had a discussion with somebody at the Tampa Bay Trump Club the other night that was talking about how bad this was, the January 6th committee, and how these people were railroaded and this, that, and the other. I says, here's what the problem is. They were enticed, and they actually fell for the bait, and they went inside the Capitol building, which has signs up that says no trespassing hours, such and such, so and so, and then no trespassing afterwards. So they got charged with criminal trespass. And they had to know that's what was going to happen if they violated the law. And they did. So they got charged with that. Now, the ones that went in there and busted things up and went in there with projectiles or whatever they went in there to try to manhandle the cops and all that stuff, of course they're going to get charged.
Well, certainly. And as well that they should.
And, oh, by the way, there was video of the whole damn thing.
Well, of course. You know, yes, we have the People's House. We have the Capitol, the White House, and so forth. But in any society, Captain, there has to be rules and expectations of following the law otherwise we descend into chaos. And that's not what America's all about.
Yeah, and to say that the book was thrown at him is a literal understatement of the year, because it was.
Well, of course.
But they had to know if they broke the law, they were going to be prosecuted, because those cops weren't up there monkeying around. There was a lot of pushing and shoving and swinging and slamming and banging and all that stuff going on.
Well, but the problem is the Democrats on this committee looks like they want to smear so many Americans with what a number of people actually did.
That is true. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We got another great Christmas boogie-woogie song. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music
and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told there's something going on at the North Pole. Santa and his elves at a factory dance around the world's biggest Christmas tree. They're doing a Santa Claus movie. Santa Claus movie. It's a Santa Claus movie. You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus. Uncle Henry's got a bad back. When he tries to walk, he'll hear him pop and crack. But at Christmas time, the spirit sets him free. He jumps and hollers doing the Santa Claus boogie. It's the Santa Claus boogie. It's the Santa Claus boogie. You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus. Doing the Santa Claus boogie. It's a Santa Claus boogie. It's a Santa Claus.
Sandy. That is called the Santa Claus Boogie. And it's a video, of course, goes with it. It's the tractors. And Santa Claus is doing the boogie right there, Kyle.
I love it.
He's getting down. So's Grandpa Fred or whatever his name was.
Well, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you go ahead and take it away out west. You got plenty of weather to talk about, and then we'll go from there.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Of course, in the Southern California area right now, we're expecting another big storm to come through over the next couple of days here. We're going to have a lot of snow up in the mountains and a lot of rain, inches of rain in the lower mountains and foothills area as well. So definitely if you're coming into the Southern California area, be warned. We've got burn scars and so forth, so there have been some evacuations. Meanwhile, winter storm warning. This is also going to be in the California area. This is going to be east of Fresno as you go up, say, for example, 395. Snowing right now in Yosemite Village, about 31 degrees right there. But up near Reno, up on I-80, you've got the Donner Pass if you're coming into California. We got one word for you. That word is snow. There's a lot of snow right now in the Donner Pass area, so be advised of that. And then also, you've got winter storm warnings heading on up Interstate 5 into Oregon, southern Oregon there. And, of course, Portland and Seattle going to see more rain, snow on the weekend. We've also got snow right now indicating falling in the Missoula, Montana area there on I-90, so be aware of that. Winter weather advisories down through Bozeman and on over towards Billings as well. Also, we got high wind watches in central Wyoming around Casper, down near Laramie as well tonight. We've also got winter weather advisories outside of Idaho Falls and Pocatello. You're a little bit north of those areas. And then also down through Interstate 15 through Salt Lake City, winter storm warnings there and advisories as you head down towards the south there in St. George. Rain in the Kingman and Flagstaff areas that we're indicating right now. So a lot going on this weekend, and it's going to be snowy in the mountain passes. So just be careful.
Well, not to be left out of the snow deal here, but in the last hour we've had the snow change in upstate New York along Lake Ontario. Now, here's what's going on. Buffalo east over to Syracuse, then over to Utica. So along I-90, especially between Rochester and Utica, you're going to have some snow coming off the lake, and that's going to be dynamic and exciting. Then going down South 81, down towards Cortland and over east of Cortland, you're going to have snow down there in the higher elevations. You also look like there's going to be some snow in the Catskills tonight coming off the lake because of the way the wind is blowing, and it's blowing the snow all the way down into the Catskill section of New York State. Now, there is also snow up around Watertown, but it's not going all the way to Canada at this time because of the way the winds are blowing. You also have snow that's been snowing for, I don't know, I guess the last two or three days anyway, up in the northern part of Maryland. If you're going up to Presque Isle or you're going to Caribou to grab a load of French fries, you're going to be in snow on the way up there and snow on the way back. Now, down along I-95 from Nova Scotia on down to the Cape Cod area, you've got windy conditions, gale winds there, 25, 30, 35, 40 mile an hour winds gusting. And then you pick the winds up again south of Jersey, Cape May, all the way down to the southern part of North Carolina, right on the South Carolina line. Now, we do have some really cold temperatures tonight in the south. We have a freeze warning now, not frost, freeze warning in the Valdosta, Georgia area down to Lake City. And I can tell you where I'm at here in Tampa, it's 50 degrees. So up there, the temperature is going to be at least 10 degrees or more colder. And also, we have looking at Amarillo, I-40 eastbound coming across towards Oklahoma City. We have conditions that could produce some snow and some wintry weather there today, as well as straight down to Midland, Texas, and down past Lubbock. And also now, in the higher elevation coming out of El Paso, up on I-10, and right there at the junction of I-20, you could have some winter weather down there coming down from New Mexico. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Now, I want to mention the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. So there you go. Now we're going to go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. An interesting little piece came out late yesterday about Joe Biden and his popularity. Want to hear it?
Sure.
He's underwater in 45 of the 50 states.
Well, maybe the 50th state would be Afghanistan.
That'd be the 51st.
He's about to get very popular there since it appears that our tax dollars are now going over
yep.
to Afghanistan, to what are known as NGOs,
yep.
To support environmental and natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to cure the, what is it, the hunger that mm-hmm. they have over there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if some of it could be the bribes to get the people out of Afghanistan that we are still actively trying to get out.
You know, I'm not convinced the government is trying to actively get out anybody.
Well, they're not, but individual groups are, and I talked to one of them yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Yep. It's a real sorry situation. It really is.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, now we've got the Afghan military people, the men and the women that really did support us in a serious way, who are running and hiding for their lives because the Taliban, if they find them, they're going to kill them.
Including, well, they've been doing that, including
yep.
the Afghani at work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we've got people that are actively working on trying to get them out of there that are actually working right here out of our area. In the Tampa Bay McGill area, and we'll be talking to one of them on Friday morning at 5:30, so you want to be around for that.
Good deal.
Surprise, surprise. All right. We are going to have a lot to talk about when we come back. Obviously, we're going to talk about Jesse Waters. There's been a big brouhaha by Dr. Fauci again about something that he wants done. Ain't going to happen. Sorry there, little Dr. Fauci. Ain't going to happen. But he had to try to stick it to somebody over at Fox again to see if we can get another Laura Logan moment, and it's not going to happen. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.